Well, hi there. Good morning. Welcome to it. 8:54, Brock, Hunter, the lovely Kiki.
Hello!
Hello! It's my Mrs. Doubtfire. Hello!
I heard it the first time.
Hello!
There you go, Kiki.
Help me.
Actually, you know what? Speaking of, I heard it the first time. I think your wife, Hunter, burned me with the classic, who sings that? Why did you let them sing it? Because I was singing a song this weekend, and she was coming at me. She's like, Brock, who sings that? I'm like, oh, that's so-and-so. She's like, why don't you let them sing it? I'm like, you son
Damn.
Of a...
That was good. I've never heard her say a joke like that.
Yeah, she's been hanging around YouTube. She used to be sweet. You know, when I met her 4 years ago, she was a nice lady. Now she's just terrible. So,
she set you up and brought you down.
Yeah.
Hey, Amanda, hell of a job over the weekend, huh?
Don't encourage it. Don't encourage bad behavior, Hunter. All right. She's turning into you every single day, and the world is a worse place because of it.
Atta girl.
Anyway, we got to get to it. It is time for your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
As always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Chris Thompson Agency located in Stevensville. Why did I say that? With Stevensville.
Stevens Thrill. It's Stevens Thrill.
Oh, snap, son. Chris has got your home, car, life, boat, ATV, camper insurance. If you need it covered, more than likely, Chris can find the right plan for you. So give him a call, 269-408-8872. Chris is the man. He's a stand-up fella. Give him a call.
Chris.
Yeah, did I get it? Because I got ahead a little bit.
Yeah, you
it was
did.
Better.
It was perfect.
Nice. Don't say perfect. Nothing on the show is perfect. It was better.
Pretty perfect.
Your dumb vocabulary for today. Ooh, I got to save that one for Halloween. Let's do, I found a good
one. You won't remember that when you get to Halloween.
He doesn't have one yet. Kiki,
yes,
got a question while he's looking for one. Did you guys fight over the weekend at all?
No, I don't think so.
Camping?
No, just when I got yelled at by everybody for having fun with my snappers.
Oh, yeah.
He threw a snapper on top of a table that my face was 5 inches from.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I yelled at him. But then
Brock, everybody looking at Brock like, ah, what?
Yeah,
stop that. And Brock gets his face like, what?
Yeah, I didn't know I was getting yelled at like a toddler. I was like, all right.
You did say that. All right.
It's like, I got it. All right. I won't throw the fireworks anymore. Good God. Bunch of wet blankets. All right. I got a word now. Your dumb vocabulary for today. Meat dart.
A meat dart?
Meat dart.
Meat dart.
Well, I feel like you're going to throw this. What kind of meat would you throw?
Meat dart.
You're just throwing it all over the place? Meat dart.
Well, darts are quite skinny.
Well, what's the target? Is the target on her?
Do you got like a meat dart? Do you got like a long skinny wiener?
Yeah.
Meat dart.
Female tree
meat
trunk.
Dart, meat dart. Meat dart.
And I mean, there's the vagine's the target?
I don't know. What?
Yeah, I mean, you guys are right. It doesn't have anything to do with the size. It's just it's the man's sex organ, a.k.a. his penis.
Oh.
Example, I'm going to go try and find someone to stick my meat dart to.
Ooh.
Meat dart. Meat dart coming
meat
at
dart.
You. Meat dart.
Meat dart.
Meat dart.
I don't like that.
Yeah, throw my meat dart.
Sounds dangerous.
It is dangerous. You got to watch out for the eyes. That's your dumb vocabulary.
Jeez, dude.
Jeez, good God.